It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we start our story tonight, Mr. McGee seems to be mystifying Mrs. McGee with this.
Traveling, gardening, painting pictures, hobby shop.
What are you doing, McGee?
I'm making a list of things folks like to do when they retire.
Well, add sitting to that list, will you? That's what you like to do. Anyway, who's retiring?
Well, not me. Not yet. But retirement is something that every man jack of us thinks about from time to time.
Every woman jill of us, too, McGee. Well, go ahead now. There's more to retiring than just thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Retirement, that is really carefree retirement, has to be planned for. And the best way to start is with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
And the best time to start is right now while you're earning money. With a Prudential Retirement Income Plan, you can be sure of a monthly income when you reach the age you want to retire at.
And you'll get this regular income, money coming in every month for just as long as you live. Molly, did you want to say something?
Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Folks, why don't you call your Prudential agent? He'll tell you how you can see all your retirement dreams come true with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan. It's pretty raw and windy out now. Are you sure you're going to be warm enough?
Yeah, I'll be okay. Give me my earmuffs. Thanks.
Got your money?
Yeah. Where's my lunch? Oh, I got it in my overcoat pocket.
Your camp stool is there by the front door.
Good.
You sure you don't want to take a blanket to wrap around yourself?
No, no, I'll be all right. Have a good hot dinner ready for me, because when I get home, I'll really be...
Hold everything. Come in. Well, good morning, Dr. Gamble.
Don't bother to close the door, Fatso. I'm on my way out.
Well, where to, Icicle Head? And what's the rush?
Well, he's going downtown to get our new license plates, Doctor. As usual, it's the last day, of course.
Yep, and according to the guy on the radio a while ago, the waiting line goes 3 times around the city hall.
No kidding. You mean you kids haven't taken care of that yet?
Well, you know himself here, Doctor. He kept insisting there was plenty of time.
And there was, too. Till today. But I got no time to stand here and bat the fat with you, Fat. I got a scram. The deadline is 5:30 tonight, and after that, the license plates cost double. $16,
Hey, wait a minute. Hold everything.
Hmm?
I'm a member of the auto club, you know.
Well, congratulations, Two-Ton. Anybody that's built like a truck like you are deserves recognition. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to get down to the... Wait, auto club?
What'd you have in mind, Doctor?
The club handles license plates for members and their relatives, and I could probably arrange...
Hey, that's great. Why, sure, why didn't I think of that? I don't have to go downtown, stand in line at that city hall all day, Molly. Doc can get my license...
Oh, no, Needle Noodle, not me. No. Not after that crack you just made about how I was built like an auto. I had intended to do it for you, but after that...
Oh, gee whiz, I was just jesting, George.
Uh-huh.
Old pal?
Sure, George, old buddy. You got McGee all wrong, George, old pal.
Yeah, you tell him, Molly.
He didn't say auto. He said truck.
Sure I did. That's what I said. Oh, gee whiz, Molly, you're no help.
Okay, I'll take care of it for you. Give me your registration certificate and the money. I'll tell him you're a dependent of mine. Why not?
Why, sure. Swell, Ducky.
After all, you depended on me to keep you alive for as long as I've known you. And although I don't think it's worth the trouble, I keep doing it. Don't I?
Sure you do. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot, George. I'll think of an answer right after we get our new license plates. But meanwhile, here's my registration certificate. Yeah. And when you... That's the
I'll
phone.
Get it. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, just a minute. For you, Doctor. The hospital.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Yes, Miss Trotter. Mrs. Styler. I told her the baby won't be here until the 1st of March. Now, what's she calling the hospital for and what... Oh, she's at the hospital? She is. She did. Great. Scott, hold everything. I'll be right over. Gangway kids, I gotta go meet a new taxpayer.
Hey, but Doc, wait. My registration. The auto club. What do you mean?
Oh, here's my membership card. Now, you go down there and tell him you're me.
Yeah?
Tell him you're getting a license for your uncle or your cousin or somebody.
Uncle.
And don't lose my card. Now, I'll see you later.
Good heavens. Do you know what he was talking about?
Exactly. Just leave this to me, kiddo. Boy, this is a break. Now I got plenty of time. With no waiting at that auto club, I can leave here at 5 or even 5:15.
No, you don't. You leave at 4. Exactly. With me. I've got an appointment at the beauty parlor, and I'll take you there and pick you up on the way back.
Okay, well, at least I got till 4 o'clock. Hand me the paper. I'm going to get out of this overcoat and kick off these heavy shoes. Ah, good old Doc. Well, here we are, kiddo, the auto club.
Yes. Isn't this a break?
Yeah. Pull up. You can let me out right here.
Okay, dearie. Now, when you get through, wait for me in the doorway there, and I'll honk the horn for you. I shouldn't be long. I'm just going to get my hair trimmed.
Okay. None of them fancy haircuts now. I came downtown with a cute little Irish girl. I don't want to go home with an Italian boy.
Oh, that style is on its way out. The ponytail is coming back now.
Oh. Well, that's a horse of a different color. Gee whiz, don't you get it, Molly? Ponytail, a horse? It's a twist on an old
saying. Ain't funny, McGee.
I won't argue. Well, I'll see you later, huh?
After that one, I won't guarantee it. Bye, dearie. See you later.
Ah, there goes a good kid. Now, let me see now. I want to get this straight before I go in there. I'm Doc Gamble, and I'm getting license plates for Fibber McGee, who's a very, very dear, sweet relative of mine. Yeah, that's it. Ah, this is the way to do it. Let them peasants wait in line at that city hall. Not me. I merely walk around.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
All right, there you are, sir. Who's next, please?
That's me, bud.
Yes, sir. You have a problem we can help you with?
Yep. As a matter of fact, I have. You fellas take care of license renewals, don't you? You know, new plates for 1955.
That's right, sir. That's part of our service. But it's only for our members and their immediate family. If you're not a member...
Just take it easy, son. Leave us not get excited. I got a membership card right here.
Oh, good. May I see it, please?
Now, let's see if I got this straight. Oh, yeah. My name is Gamble. George B. Gamble. Just like it says on his card. I mean, this card. And I want to get some 1955 license plates for only immediate relatives, did you say?
That's right, sir.
That's for an uncle of mine. A very immediate uncle on my mother's side. Named McGee. Fibber McGee.
Just a moment, sir.
Where I slipped up.
Just noticed your card says George Gamble, M.D. You're a doctor? A medical doctor?
You have the card there, my boy.
Well, gee, I'm sorry for having held you up like this, doctor. I know how busy you medical men are.
Well, these are trying times, son, and someone has to make the sacrifices. Now my nurse is coming by for me shortly, so if you'll hurry...
Certainly, certainly, doctor.
Good.
Harry, would you take over this window? Come with me, sir. I'll take care of you personally.
Good, good.
We can use that office over there. It's private. Let the doctor through, please.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry, doctor. I didn't mean to... Oh, you mean to me. Yeah, let me through, please. Doctor business. After you, son. Lead the way.
This way, doctor. I'll fill out the form for you. And by the way, I wonder if you'd mind checking my pulse for me.
Pulse?
Well, it's been rather erratic lately, and I haven't had time to...
Oh, sure, sure. Glad to, son. If I can give you a little free medical advice for you taking care of my license plates, or my uncle's license plates, I mean, anything about your health that I can diagnose for you. Okay, bud, you can put your shirt back on.
Thanks. And then these headaches have been coming off and on, doctor. Usually about a week after the shooting pains I was telling you about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's well. Now, if you'll get started on my dear uncle's application...
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry to hold you up like this, doctor. Now, let's see, where did I put that form? Here it is. Now, it'll just take a minute to fill it out.
Good. Now, here's the money. $8. No charge for the service, is there?
Oh, no, no. Of course not. Matter of fact, I'm kind of ashamed to even take the $8. I'd have buy your license plates myself.
Huh?
Gosh, just the advice you gave me on my wife's varicose veins alone is worth $8, Doctor.
Oh, them. Well, if you really want...
Of course, Auto Club rules force me to take the money from you, naturally, so if you'll just lay it right there while I copy off this registration certificate. Oh, and, what do you think I ought to do about those headaches, Doctor?
Oh, well, son, a headache is an indication of some sort of a kind of an internal discombustion, you see. Uh-huh. Where does this headache usually occur? In your head?
Oh, invariably, Doctor. Right about here.
Right smack in the cerebellar aluminum, huh?
When I leave home in the morning, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get down here to the office, I've got that feeling of pressure all around.
I see. That's a very puzzling case, yes. What size hat do you wear, Bud?
Say, I never thought of that. Sure, that Homburg Aunt Martha sent me for Christmas never did fit right. I'll bet that's what's been causing the whole thing. Now we're all set, Doctor. We keep this little card for our files, you see.
Good, good. Now all you have to do is stamp my registration and give me my license plates. I mean, my uncle's plates. His, Uncle Fibber McGee's plates.
That's right. I'm sorry we took so long, Doctor.
That's okay. Better than standing in line at that city hall with all them peasants.
Well, come along with me now to the license window, and I'll get the plates for you myself, and, Hey, where is everybody? Hey, janitor!
Oh, you still here, Mr. Phillips? It's 6 o'clock. They've all gone home.
Home?
Yes, sir. Even that lady that hung around kept asking if anybody seen a short, cute man with earmuffs.
What?
She left, too, as soon as the license window closed and they locked the vault. That was almost an hour ago.
This is ridiculous.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. How much do you know about your children's attitude toward the facts of love, sex, and marriage? Are you sure they're getting them against a healthy-minded background? Don't miss the thought-provoking article, What I Teach Teenagers About Love, Sex, and Marriage, in the current issue of Woman's Home Companion. A wise mother and teacher tells how she discusses with teenagers their adolescent love problems. And in the very same issue is one of the frankest stories that any woman has ever written about herself. Joan Crawford tells us in her own words why her 3 marriages failed. And after these experiences, what does Joan want in a man if she marries again? She answers this and other personal and provocative questions in her revealing article, The Story I've Never Told. Get your copy of the current issue of Woman's Home Companion today.
Did you see what it says in the paper?
Hmm?
There was such a mob got left without plates at the Auto License Bureau today that they've decided to extend the deadline another week. A whole week.
Oh, thank goodness.
Boy, isn't that swell? I can relax now. I don't have to go down there till next Thursday morning.
You'll go down there tomorrow, bright and early, and I'll go with you.
And that's what I figured. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the man at the Auto Club and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wall saying, see you again Sunday night. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.